Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Father God, we thank you for another day of your blessings. Thank you for walking with us, talking with us, blessing us, keeping us, protecting us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for ushering us into a brand new day we have not known nor seen. Thank you, Father God, for your love is great, your goodness is great, and you are great. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father God, that we are greatly loved by you, and we love you back. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Every satanic agenda that the devil has set up to come against us this day, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives and over our thoughts and over our families and over our destiny. Oh, we thank you for the blood, the precious blood, the crimson blood. We say thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we continue to move forward, Father God, in your kingdom, doing your will, doing your work, Father, and blessing you for everything, Father, for everything. Take control of this day, Father, as we commit the day back over to you, Father God, that you would have your way in it, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, hallelujah, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, ever, ever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen and amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. A good holiday. Amen. That whatever you did, amen, Jesus was on your mind. Whatever you did, amen. Glory be to God. We indeed want to welcome and embrace all of our first-time listeners across the globe on this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our platform. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Enjoy the meal. And we invite you to keep on coming. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the mighty matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We're going to get right into the word. Amen on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to do a little bit of reading in your hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I ask you to turn with me in your Bible to the book of St. John, chapter number 11. St. John, chapter number 11. God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found Lazarus had already been dead in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and trouble. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Glory be to God. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been dead. He has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Glory be to the living God. And this is the word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Glory be to God as we see, amen, the story of our brother Lazarus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Graveyard dead. Graveyard dead. Glory be to God. This was Jesus' friend. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus. Jesus had more friends than just his 12 disciples. So, amen. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, glory be to God, were brothers and sisters, and they were close friends with Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. They was serving and entertaining Jesus on a regular. Amen. You could find Jesus over their house eating and having a good time. Oh, glory be to God. Just hanging out. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But Lazarus died. Hallelujah. Lazarus died and Jesus didn't, amen, rush to get, amen, to him. Amen. Jesus finished the business that was at hand. It was 4 days later. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Once we have given God ownership of our lives, we cannot predict what he will do with them. It is up to God if we live or if we die. It is up to God if we prosper. Oh, glory. Everything is up to God. Hallelujah. He has ownership. Hallelujah. We can't tell the owner what to do. Glory. With his merchandise. Oh, glory be to God. The brother Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Glory be to God. But we see here, as we saw in our message on Sunday about Brother Joseph. Oh, yeah, beloved. That how God can use even the most difficult experiences in our lives for his glory. Hallelujah. We saw in the life of Joseph where God took this man, amen, from the pit, took this man from the prison. Glory be to God. This man who had been betrayed by family, this man who had been forgotten by those that he had helped. The boy was in a difficult situation for 13 years, but God turned all that around. All that around, and we know that all things, oh, glory, work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. Joseph suffered for 13 years. Here we see Lazarus had been dead. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days. Under normal conditions, it would have been stinking up in that cave. Glory be, because the body begins to deteriorate quickly, especially in that region where Jesus was, because it was warm. Glory be to God. And they got to put you on ice, so they got to do something quick. Hallelujah. But the Lord, amen, he handled this, beloved. It was a real funeral. It was a real funeral. The same way, glory be to God, they're making preparations for the 19 people that was murdered at the schoolhouse. Amen. In Texas last week, that's going to be a real funeral. Not to mention the 38, amen, people who were shot in Philadelphia just over the weekend. If we gonna cry over something, we crying over the 19, okay, but what about the 38 that was okay? All right, beloved, every day people are attending funerals. Every day people are attending funerals. Glory be to God. Everybody gets an opportunity. Everybody gets a chance. Glory be to God. Everybody has, amen, a death date behind their name. The same way you have a date to be born, you have a date to die. The thing about Lazarus, glory be to God, and we thank God for setting this up. Hallelujah. It was a setup. It was a setup for the glory of God. Lazarus' death was premature. Glory be to God. I said you can die before your time. You can die before your time. See, glory be to God. See, when your time has expired and when death comes to get you, amen, you out of here. You ain't coming back. You ain't coming back. Tell the world bye-bye. Tell the world bye-bye. We hope you did everything, amen, that you were supposed to do. We pray that you're going out with Jesus. We pray that you're covered by Jesus. Amen. It's too late. You're not coming back. When death, amen, when your death date has arrived. But Lazarus died before his time. And you find out in the Bible, you see where many people was raised from the dead back then and can still be raised from the dead today for people who got enough faith to operate in the spirit of Christ when you die prematurely. Oh, my God. When death comes prematurely, I said your business died too early. Glory be to God. I said that relationship died too early. Glory be. Your money died up too early. Come on now. Glory be to God. Stuff's been taken away from you too early. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was stolen from you. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You were supposed to have that. Glory be to God. That was your husband. Glory be. That was your wife. Come on. That was your blessing. Glory be to God. It died too early. Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. Oh, yeah. So Mary and Martha, they put on their grave clothes. They put on their grave clothes, and they're weeping. Amen. Glory be to God. The same way we all weep. Amen. Hallelujah. The same way we all cry. Jesus even wept himself. Glory be to God. There's several reasons that Jesus might have been crying, but nevertheless, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus wept. Amen. The shortest verse in the Bible. I remember we used to sit around, amen, the dinner table, and my mother would have us each say a Bible verse, and we would laugh because when we really got hungry, amen, some of my sisters, I never really tried it, amen, but they would say Jesus wept when they want to just say their Bible verse quick so they can go ahead and eat. It's the shortest Bible verse in the word, amen, but it's true. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, Lazarus. The Bible does not say anything. Lazarus never spoke a word, a recorded word. We see his sister talking, Mary talking to Jesus. We see Martha talking to Jesus. We see nowhere in the Bible where they recorded any words that Lazarus, amen, spoke to Jesus. But Jesus loved Lazarus, and Lazarus loved Jesus. Glory be to God. We see here that Lazarus got sick when Jesus was on a mission. Glory be to God. And Jesus waited until it was too late. Ooh. Ooh. Sound familiar, anybody? Jesus waited until it was too late to show what I said, the land, the eviction already took place. I said the repossession already took place. It already went down. The papers are already signed. Glory be to God. Jesus waited until it was too late to show up. And sure enough, death didn't wait. Death is very impatient. Glory be to God. Death didn't wait and Jesus too late. It appeared as though Lazarus was messed up. Glory be to God. Jesus, what you going to do? What you going to do, Jesus? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Lazarus died. He didn't go into a coma. He wasn't comatose. Oh, no. There was no pulse. There was no, the same way Jesus really did die on that cross, Lazarus really did die in his home. Yes, he did. Yeah, that was a real funeral. This wasn't a movie. They wasn't in Hollywood making no movie. No, that was a real funeral. It was a real funeral. Yeah, no, he went into the bed. They buried him. It was real in living color. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days later, here comes Jesus. Jesus, like really, yo, Jesus, you're 4 days late. Glory be to God. Didn't I mean something to you? Didn't this mean something to you? Didn't my mama mean something to you? Didn't my livelihood mean anything to you? God, you saw we was in a bind, but we needed you 4 days ago. Glory be to God. Jesus delayed his coming. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning, amen, we can learn from the life of Lazarus that a delay is not a denial, even when it looks like it's dead. No, let's go deeper, even when it is dead. Woo! Even when it is dead. Glory be to God. Your joy is dead. Come on now. Your praise is dead. Glory be to God. You dragging like a dead person. Come on. Mentally, amen, it's gone. You're dried out. Glory be to God. Huh? It's dead. Well, God is the, Jesus said, don't worry about it. Glory be to God. Mary said, I know in the resurrection that you know, we all going, Jesus said, listen, Martha, I am the resurrection. Listen, I am the resurrection and the life. Woo! My God. Hallelujah. He said, this hallelujah is for God's glory, so that God's son may be glorified through it. God will allow situations to die, hallelujah, that he might be glorified in the resurrection of it. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He might allow that relationship to go sour. He might allow that family. He might allow, amen, those situations, amen, to die. Oh, my God. Baby, let me tell you something. When you put a seed in the ground, glory be to God, before that seed can bring forth those beautiful flowers and that beautiful fruit, you want to know what that seed does? When that seed goes in the ground, it dies. Hey, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, that seed is planted in the soil and it dies that it may bring forth life. Jesus said, I am the life. And I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus went over, amen, to the Lazarus grave. He said, where'd you bury him? Hallelujah. Where'd you bury him? Hallelujah. Jesus went over, hallelujah. And the day Jesus told them to remove the stone, remove the stone, remove the stone, remove the stone, remove the stone. Jesus spoke in a single word. Lazarus, come forth. Now, the theologian said if he had not said Lazarus, if Jesus had just said, come forth, everybody in that graveyard, because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey! When God speaks to a dead situation, when God resurrects a dead situation, if Jesus had just said, come forth, everybody in the graveyard would have been standing up. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible tells us, beloved, that Lazarus, amen, came forth, hallelujah, hallelujah. He came forth bound, still bound, hallelujah, with his grave clothes on, hallelujah, but he came forth, and Jesus said, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Oh, man, that's another sermon. I might have to say that one for Sunday. Ooh, because he came forth bound. Whoa! Sometimes we come forth, hey, but we still bound. Oh, my God. Sometimes we come forth, but we still got on our grave clothes. Oh, my God. Sookie, sookie. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus said, loose up and let him go. Beloved, amen, we see here with Lazarus, amen, Jesus' friend, Jesus' bosom friend, glory be to God, died, hallelujah. But with Jesus speaking a single word, hallelujah, Lazarus listened to Jesus when Lazarus was dead. Oh, my God, sookie, sookie. Beloved, we got folks, amen, living that, amen. We going back and forth trying to be so busy, and we ignoring Jesus. Jesus is speaking to us. Glory be to God. We acting like we didn't hear him. Jesus is speaking to us. We won't do what Jesus is telling us to do, and we're breathing in and out. Here we got a dead man that listened to Jesus. Oh, my God, sookie, sookie. Woo! The power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus, the power of God. Jesus can speak to a dead man. Jesus can speak to a dead situation and bring life back to it. This is why he tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, in 2nd, hallelujah, Corinthians, 2nd Chronicles, ha, ha, ha. This is why Jesus tells us in 2nd Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 14, glory be to God. He says here, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, number one, humble themselves, number two, pray, and number three, seek my face, number four, turn from their wicked ways. He's listening to this. He said, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Beloved, do your research. Do your Bible study. When the Lord speaks about healing the land, the Lord is talking about resurrecting dead things. resurrecting dead things, healing your body, healing your mind, healing your money, healing your family, healing your relationship. Resurrection of dead things. Woo! Jesus spoke to a dead man in the dead. It's not, hallelujah, the fact that Jesus spoke to the dead man. The rejoicing here is we see that the dead man listened. The dead man heard, and the dead man responded. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Beloved, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Oh, we all get a chance. Oh, you best believe you're not going to keep getting phone calls about somebody died. You ain't going to, one day somebody going to get a phone call about you. Oh, you can count on it. That's why you might as well get your business in order right now. Huh? But do you fully expect? They put me to sleep last week. They put me to sleep. Glory to God. I think I had been asleep for about 40 minutes. Next thing I knew, I heard them calling my name. Miss Bradford, Miss Bradford, Miss Bradford. I didn't know when I fell asleep. Sure didn't seem like it was 40, 60 minutes. It seemed like it was 1 minute. I was talking to the doctor 1 minute, and it seemed like in the next minute, amen, they was calling my name. When you go under that anesthesia, because that anesthesia is really, they really do like put you out. You really sort of like die. That's why they got to put the, that's why they got to give you a little anesthesia. Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. When, I'm not going to say if you die. I'm going to say when you die, like Lazarus did. When you die, like Jesus did. When you die, like some of your family and your friends, amen, and folks is dying all around, when your turn comes, do you fully expect that your next conscious experience would be hearing the voice of Jesus call you by name? Whoa! Lazarus died one moment. The next moment he heard Jesus say, Lazarus, hey! Do you expect, glory be to God, hallelujah, in your dead conscious state, amen, you will hear, amen, the voice of Jesus calling you by your name? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Ooh, why? Because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, God have mercy. Because he didn't blot out your name. Oh, my God. The Bible speaks about blotting out your name, beloved, glory. Look, you listen to those false teachings if you want. You can lose your salvation. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. We have eternal salvation as long as we walk with God. Hallelujah. As long as we choose Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In the cross. If you change your mind, the Bible says your name can be written out the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory be to God. Judas fell, the Bible says. The Bible says Judas lost his salvation. Come on now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. What a beautiful story. A man who dies. And then the next conscious thing he hears is Jesus calling his name. What a way to go out. What a way to go out. What a way to live. What a way to die. Beloved, that when we know that it is over, when we know that we have done everything that we have on this life to make Jesus our choice, amen, to follow God's commands, amen, to give Christ everything, glory be to God, and we take our last breath, hallelujah, don't cry for me, don't cry for me. I know you're sad, but it's all right. Why? Because the next voice out here will be Jesus calling my name. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh my, I'm finished. Let me show you one more verse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. Amen. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself sent from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Ah! Woo! They're here, their name being called. Hey, my God! Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. What's the essence of this story, beloved? Die right. Die right. You're going to die anyhow. Don't be afraid of death. You're going to die right. Die right. But there's only one way you can die right. That you got to live right. So you can't live any kind of way, and see, like we see happening today, all these funerals, everybody want to put everybody in heaven after they die. They just got shot down for robbing a bank, killed 2-3 people in the process, and you still trying to put them in heaven.
No matter what type of lifestyle they live, they was a good man. They was a good woman. And we hear all of it. Everybody want to put everybody in heaven, and you know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. I just loved them so much. You hardly spoke to them. Loved them. How did you show it? What are you talking about? I got a couple family members going. They already have their obituary and everything laid out. They say, look, my son-in-law said, look, these people here not even allowed to show up because he already know they coming with the phone. I know some other people say, I don't even want no funeral. Take me to the graveyard. Just cut it. We want to put everybody in heaven, but they didn't live right. And you know this, well, who knows? Maybe they got saved. Amen. The last 2 seconds of their life. Okay. Right. The only way to die right is to live right. Hallelujah. That we might experience the resurrection. Now, Lazarus. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but Lazarus died a second time, you know. He died again. Woo, hallelujah. And when that morning comes, it's going to be just like he went to bed last night. Just like he went to bed last night. People that's been dead for thousands and thousands and thousands of thousands of years. Or at that resurrection morning, it's going to be just like it happened yesterday. We can't figure out the mystery. We just want to thank God that we serve, amen, the one who is the resurrection and the life. Thank God for the story of Lazarus, a man who never, ever, ever, we don't have one word spoken from him written in the Bible. But this is a dead man that responded to the voice of Jesus. Will you respond today? Will you respond? Glory be to God. Will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord I'll go? Will you tell the Lord, Father God, you help me and I'll do it. Amen. Will you give the Lord your life? Hallelujah. Beloved, look, only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do. Only what you can accumulate, this and that and this money and this honey and this house and this business and amen, put your name in lights and all on television and everybody's magazine and your household name and everybody know you. I mean, you're living large. You're living large. What happens when you get to the end? Some you can duck and dodge some things. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen when death come knocking at your door? The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lazarus died prematurely that the glory of God would be revealed. I come to encourage somebody this morning that some stuff has died in your life. But that was just for that the glory of God may be revealed. Give God some praise. Do what the Lord commands us to do in 2 Chronicles 7:14 and watch God resurrect those dead things. Watch God resurrect that dead marriage. Watch God resurrect that dead family. Watch God resurrect that dead health. Watch God resurrect, amen, those dead finances. Watch God resurrect some dead stuff in your life. because he is the resurrection. And he is the life. Father God, we say thank you for the story of Lazarus. Thank you for the story of Lazarus, God. A dead man responding. Woo! To the voice of Jesus. Jesus speaks to dead things and dead people. He specializes. Woo! He spoke to dust. And in the Garden of Eden, and Adam became a living soul. Oh, my God, Jesus. He spoke to the dead, to the dry bones in Ezekiel. Oh, my God, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, we thank you that we don't even have a clue of the God we serve, Father God. We don't know you, Father, because you're just too big to be known. Oh, Father God. God, we see why the devil is afraid of us. We carry the power, this unknown power. We don't even know what we possess. Hallelujah. And if Jesus can speak to dead people in dead situations and get a response, Father God, you said, greater work shall we do. Hallelujah. Father, stir up our faith today. Stir up our faith. Go, Father God, and start touching some stuff and speaking to the mountain and commanding that dead mountain to move and get out of our way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord, my God. We want to thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo, I'm going to sit here and spend some more time and read Lazarus again. I got to read Lazarus again. My God. Woo, my God. Talking about dunamis power. Talking about who God is. Talk about God moving beyond your situation and stuff. It ain't never too late with God. It ain't never too late. I don't care what the doctor said. It ain't never too late with God. I don't care what your money say, what the banker said, what the judge said. It ain't never too late with God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And he's the same guy yesterday, today, and forever. Amen and amen. All right, all right. I done preach myself happy here. I done preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preach myself happy. All right. We got somebody coming forth tomorrow. I don't know. One of the men. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. We got somebody. I have to look at the calendar. All right. Today, amen. Tuesday. Amen. Altar prayer, 12 o'clock. Now, you have enough faith to pray on some things that's dead. It's too late now. It's already dead. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. How many testimonies have you heard of people, amen, who have actually died and came back to life? One man, glory be to God, he was in the morgue. He had the sheet over him. Glory be to God. They already had the tag on his toes. Glory be to God. But before they could do the embalming or whatever they did, amen, they saw a little wiggling. They saw a little wiggling taking place. Ooh, glory be to God. All right, that's it. I can't take no more. Okay. Altar prayer at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's Wednesday. These holidays throw you off, don't they? Wednesday is the Bible study night. This is the night for our praise party. Amen. This Friday night. Amen. To God be praise, God be glory, and to God be honor. All right. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. We see here, beloved, don't give up even when they tell you it's too late, even when they tell you it's over. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is able to do. Amen. He is able to do absolutely anything. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? He asked Jeremiah a question. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Jeremiah answered, hallelujah. Lord, thou knowest. I am the Lord, and there is nothing too hard for me to do. Beloved, what you believe in God for? Why don't you make it? God loves it when you exercise your faith and believe God for an impossible, what appears to be an impossible situation, and watch God flex his muscles. Not that you're going to get the glory, but that he will get the glory. Amen. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you. We'll be back tomorrow. Amen. And with whoever is scheduled to deliver. Amen. On one of the men of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Whoo, my God. Father God, bless us today as we go out. Supposed to be a warm day. Help us not to be, Father God, in the right place at the wrong time. A lot of folks scared to leave their house right about now, Father God. We can't believe 38 people got shot over the weekend. We don't know what's happening in Philadelphia. We don't know what's happening in Philadelphia, Father God. We don't know what's happening in Philadelphia, but God, we gonna keep praying. Father God, we ask that you will cover us under the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover us under the blood of Jesus Christ as we, Father God, walk in faith and we ask for your protection and your provisions. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for being the resurrection and thank you for being the life. Father, we don't have to be afraid of dying when our day comes because we know that when we die in you, the next voice we're going to hear is our name being called. Oh, my God, Jesus, telling us to come and enter in. Well done. Well done, my good and my faithful servant. My God, what a way to live. What a way to die. Thank you, Father. Now to him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Yay! We nullify it. We cancel it. Yay! We destroy it. We decree and we declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. We will live and not die. We're not dying one day before our time. When death comes, we're going to be ready for it, but not one day before our time. Thank you, God. Thank you. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My pleasure to serve. Amen on this lovely, lovely, lovely morning. Amen. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. And you know, another reason not to be afraid to die. Amen. Because if a man have nothing to die for, a man have nothing to live for. God said, if you lose your life, you gain it. Because I am the resurrection. And I am the life. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Good and young.